It's NFL versus the spread, week 6. I'm Cav Manning. I'm from the Lingus Mafia podcast at Lingus Mafia, along with your sports betting guru. He is at lockbetting.com and SGP Soccer on Twitter. That's Mr. Billy Body.
Hey.
So we're going to do something different this week. I know we bled you guys to death last week with an hour and fucking 30, 40-minute show or something like this. So we're going to give you our rundown, and we're going to give you each our opinion in a minute or less. Cannot go over that for reasons why you are picking who you are picking against the spread. That way you guys can get all of this digested. In and out, baby. Quick and dirty. And that's what we will do. Last week, we hit our locks. Billy had New Orleans, and I had Green Bay. And thank God Billy said, well, on these sites, it's 2.5, not 3. So, thank God. And that's what I actually got my bet on. It was 2.5. And as easy as we say, well, Green Bay should have won many times. Well, also, you could say the same thing about fucking Cincinnati. They should have won many times. So, you know, everything's always a wash when it comes down to that kind of stuff. But you get Rodgers is doing that.
We should have won first. That's the thing. That first kick, it shouldn't have been an overtime.
Rodgers is doing a lot of diva shit, man. And I really think that team's like, I can't wait till you go away. He's yelling at people on the sideline. It's he walks around like, you know, king shit can't do any wrong. And I don't think he's endearing himself to his team at all. I really don't. As great as he is, and I admit the man is fucking great at what he does. But if he divorces his parents and doesn't talk to them and his whole family, you know something fucking wrong with him anyway. So, all right, let's get into this week. The first game, you guys will probably be already into the game by the time we're talking about it. And that's Tampa Bay going into Philadelphia. Now, here it is for me. Tom is got his ligament damaged, but he is still practicing. It's just, it's not a tear. It's not like what Russell Wilson had, anything like that. So you don't have to have too much worry. This is -7 for Tampa Bay. I would take Philadelphia with the points. I assume Tom's going to win this game, of course. But I do think it is going to be back and forth a bit. I think that Philadelphia can score on Tampa Bay. So I don't think this is a leave in the dust thing. And they're going to have problems guarding a quarterback that could run around. They have an issue with that. So I will be picking Philly with the points. Tampa to win. Billy.
Well, you're making me change my mind about what way I'm going to play this teaser. Because I'm definitely going to tease this game. I don't want to play 7 points on a Thursday night here with Tampa coming into Philly. Philly being in desperation mode, so they made a bad start. They won week one, obviously, then they made a bad start. And now they're coming off that win against the Panthers. So I think they're going to like want to keep this close. I just didn't know whether their defense would be super good and Brady wouldn't be able to move it, or whether we just get a shootout here. And I'm on the fence about both. It's so hard. I think Tampa win regardless, but I just don't know what way to play this tease. There's two ways to play it. You could take 7 points down and go to, sorry, 7 points down? Yeah, seven points down. Take it to 45.5, or you can go over, which takes it to 59.5, or 58.5, sorry. So, yeah, I'm not too sure. What do you think now?
That's your 1 minute. Yeah, I would put it down as well. 7's too much for me. That's why I was doing Philly. 7's too much.
Yeah, but if you were to tease it, so if you're saying you're doing a same game teaser, you take Tampa to win, and then, or you could take, if you don't take Tampa to win, you could take Philly plus 14.
Yes,
as well.
That's the other side. I would go that way. Tampa plus, I mean Philly plus 14 for sure. Yes.
Is it possible in this game that every teaser wins? So under 58.5, over 44.5, Philly plus 17, and Tampa money line. That's every tease. So you're basically, you hit the middle of those 14-point margins in every single version of the team. Yeah, I agree. I agree that they will.
Okay, next one is Miami going to Jacksonville. Tua is back, so that should help. They thought they were going to be very good without Tua, and so did I for a minute. When Brissett was in there, and then it was, okay, well, maybe not. This is in London, the hometown London Jaguars, and this is 3 points only that Miami's given. I think Miami will do better than that. I think they will cover this. I will be going with Miami.
Yeah, I think... It's weird because the Jags have been here so many times and you'd think it would be just like them to get the win here instead. No, I'm going to take Jags. I just don't think Miami are good. They looked terrible last week against the Bucks. This is a Super Bowl for the Jags. They're not going to do anything this season, but this is where they actually get supporters.
And they're home.
They're at home, but they are actually really at home. Like, they get fans here. Like, we have Jags supporters, so I'm going to take them.
Okay. This is our game, Billy Boy. It is week 6, and we've gotten there. This is Green Bay going to Chicago. Now, I will pick Green Bay outright. I will take Chicago with this 5 points. It has gone from 4.5 to 5. There is a lot of injuries for Green Bay. I think of all times, this is the weakest Green Bay team we've seen in a while. Their defense is not good. They can't stop the run at all. However, now Damian Williams from the Bears is on COVID injury reserve. So now they're down to the third guy, who was very good, though. He's a rookie, and he was really good this last week. The Bears lead the league in sacks, and you're missing about 3 of your offensive linemen. And we know if you get to Rodgers, he can have problems. You got to get to him. And your number one corner is out. The thing is, can Chicago keep up with Green Bay? I think it'll be close, but I think it's like a 20 to 24 game, which means take Chicago and the points. Your thoughts?
Well, we were supposed to have a look ahead last week where we're supposed to be looking ahead to the Bears. And according to the experts, the Bengals were going to beat us. So if
they
we're
almost
in,
right.
Yeah, they were. But, I mean, we should have won that game still.
I feel
if there is any element to that where we're looking ahead against the Chicago Bears, then we should still beat this team. The problem is the Bears ain't that bad. And they're now really like scaring me for this 7-win total, which I've got them to go under 7.5. So hopefully Green Bay just win this. I'm not going to be betting this game. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to be taking the spread or anything like that. I imagine that we do cover it, but when it's this low scoring kind of game which I think it will be, where it's like only 30, you know, between 30, 40 points, I'd rather be on the total, which I'm going to take in this game. So I think the under, what is it? Under 44? Yeah, I think I like the under 44. I don't see 44 points. If we get to 24 against this defense, then you would need to have 20. I don't think you'll have 20 either.
See, that's the thing. For me, I mean, we're going a little long in this game because it's our teams, but it happens twice a year. But the fact that now they have Justin Fields playing and have a coordinator who knows what the hell he's doing and Nagy's not calling the plays, it has changed a lot of different things. Like, the line doesn't look as shitty because they have a coordinator who knows how to protect, and they're doing a little bit more, which, like, Chicago, the radio is more, because they're not delusional. Listening to the radio, they're not like, we're going to beat Green Bay. They never say they're going to beat Green Bay. It's always, we've seen this before, they're going to lose. This is the first time I've heard in a while where they're like, they could actually win this game. And I have that same thought, like, I'm not going to be shocked if they actually won this because there's a lot of injuries on that other side. And with them having that line that is now, it's a hurt line for Green Bay and the Bears have the number one sack. I'm like, that could do it right there. So, you know, we'll see. But like I said, I'll take the points. We'll go on here. Cincinnati goes into Detroit. And like I said last week, I thought Detroit was going to be good in a couple years. I like where the coach is, even though, you know, everyone make fun of him with the zombie stuff. But he seems to give a shit. He seems to have the players playing for him hard. They don't give up. Cincinnati is on the way up, And I had said in the beginning of the year, I think they'll beat Cleveland at least once in their thing. I don't think they're garbage. They hung tough with Green Bay, for God's sake, who's like a Super Bowl type of, you know, a type of favorite. And they're a tough team. And Burrow is very, very good. I really like him. So this is only 3.5. The only thing that scares me a little bit is Detroit is home. But I'll take Cincinnati here until Detroit starts winning, because they're the team that gets hit in the balls every single week.
You know, I almost had this on my list of locks this week. Look, I don't think the Bengals are that good. We made them look better than they are last week. But at the same time, we also dominated a lot of that game and probably should have put up more points. They both had heartbreaking losses actually last week. This is a bad spot for the Bengals. Road favorites, over a field goal, away from home. Bad loss last week. Ravens next week in a divisional game. I just think Detroit are going to end up winning a couple of games this year. And I think this will be one of them. And I definitely don't think they'll lose by a touchdown or more than this 3.5. So I'll take these points. It's not going to be the lock because I found a few more. But yeah, I definitely want to be on Detroit at home.
Okay. All right. Houston goes into Indy. This is -10 for Indy. Oof. After last week where they should have totally won this game, that's insane. 10 points to me, I don't care. It's too many points. Houston is not the complete car wreck we all thought they were going to be. They might lose every fucking game from now on, you know, but I don't think it's like they're not losing 40-2. They're always, you know, they're going to be around. They're not that easy out, except we, you know, we've seen a couple times where, you know, they've been killed or whatever. But it's, I'm not jumping up and down for Indy to cover this at all. 10 points is a lot to me. I'll go with Indy to win, Houston to cover.
Yeah, it's a terrible game. You just have to take these 10 because it's the Colts. Mm-hmm. Colts should have won last week, though, against Baltimore. So
easily.
I think they could be good. But yeah, as I watch the injuries here from Indy mounted up, like there was the cornerback that went out last week. This Indy team lost a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter. So how can you trust them to not get backdoored here again? Houston put up points last week against a defense that's probably better than this Indy one. So you'd think that if they get to 14, 17, 20 max, they'll cover. Yes, it's just, I don't trust Indianapolis. I trust them to win, and I think they'll be ahead and they'll be covering, but this smells like a backdoor.
Okay. That's pretty good. Smells like an ass, right? Okay. Yeah, that like we said, 10 is rough. The Los Angeles Rams going into the Giants, where everyone is injured, including their mothers. This is on your survivor pool. The pick of the week is the Rams here. But without a quarterback, which means Mike Glennon plays, which is horrific. No Saquon Barkley. This went from 10, where I wouldn't have bet it. It's at 9.5 now, which I would bet it. And I will go with Los Angeles to get at least to win by 10.
Isn't Daniel Jones going to play?
Not as far as I know. Is that why it changed to half a point? Because he had a concussion.
He practiced today. That's the only reason, I think.
Okay. You know what, then? And then I'm still taking the Rams. They're bad as is, and this is the Rams. Even though they're traveling to the East Coast.
I don't think that they would. I think the Rams would cover this anyway. The Giants are not very good at home. And this is just going to be a game where they come up against the Rams' defense. They're not going to be able to like break them down. Daniel Jones is not good enough quarterback to be the New York Giants anyway. Obviously, Glennon's a lot worse, but I don't think there's a massive difference between the two. Saquon's the big miss mm-hmm. for me. How are you going to run the ball against his team anyway? So,
yeah, and it says on the thing, it says at this point, things look positive. They're like, he's inching closer to return, which means almost I think you should hang on, because if he plays, I think those points will go down, which help our betting even better. They'll be like, yeah. Oh, we have a better quarterback. Let's get the points to 6 or 7. I'll be like, please. No,
I don't think it's going to go under a touchdown because Saquon Barkley's still out. So I think it'll get to like 7.5 maybe, okay. Max. But I don't mind it at 9, 9.5. Mm-hmm. I think that the Rams win this game easily. They can score defensive touchdowns. They create turnovers. And that just leads to make it in the right areas. It's just going to be easy for the Rams to score points. Plus, there's Stafford here now as well, so he can take advantage of turnovers.
And plus, it's the only thing that worries me, like I said, is West Coast going east, different time zone, you know, wake up earlier type of thing. But not when it's this difference of teams. That doesn't matter. Kansas City goes into Washington, and Kansas City is only giving 6.5 here. I think this is the statement game time. I think they have to really put it on Washington. And we know Washington's defense isn't anything. So you know there's going to be a lot of points put on. Washington's offense isn't some juggernaut either. Even though Kansas City's defense is trash, I don't see Washington putting up. Like, they can't. There's no way they're keeping up with this. And at 6.5, I would say they're winning this by at least a touchdown. So I will give that 6.5, and I will take Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean, I agree I'm taking Kansas City, but what you said about need to make a statement and make this a statement game, they did that against the Eagles, and they were in good shape going into the game against the Bills off the back of that win, mm-hmm. and then they get killed by the Bills. I mean, this was embarrassing, what happened to them last week. It wasn't close.
Yeah,
the way they lost to the Bills. Yeah, there was some like bad calls. When they look like they're beginning to get the ball back, and you can make a case that, you know, if it got close, it's the Chiefs or whatever. But yeah, I mean, they don't look like the same team. They're conceding too many points. Mahomes isn't going to put up 40 a week, and it doesn't even look like he can. Maybe against the Eagles, maybe this week against Washington. But look, they're a team that could like zig and zag all throughout the season. They're not going to have that 13-4 record now at the end of the season. They lost at home to the Bills. They'll win this game against the Chiefs. Next week, they'll get beaten away to the Titans. They'll get Henry will run all over them. They won't be able to deal with it. Then they pick up those wins against the Giants. Green Bay will go in and beat the Chiefs. We'll win in Kansas City, I think. And there's difficult games. They're like, do you like the Chiefs against the Raiders? You do now because the coaches. Do you like the Chiefs against the Cowboys? Do you like them in the reverse?
I know, it's bizarre now. It's like, fuck, where can they win? Because you know their defense is such shit.
No, they're still winnable games here, like the ones against the Raiders. They've got the Giants, they've got the Steelers, Bengals. They'll get to 10 wins, but like, do you like them like at home to Green Bay? Do you like them in the reverse game against the Chargers?
For me, it's week to week. I got to see what they did the prior week to have any confidence the next week. Or see if people are hurt. And it's all that. It's never now. Now I can't look at them and just go for sure.
There's 3 losses already. They'll beat Washington this week, but then next week will be interesting because I genuinely think that Tennessee will beat them. I think Tennessee are tailor made to beat them. I always liked Tennessee and a team like that against the Chiefs because they've never been able to do anything about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah.
Minnesota is going into Carolina, and Minnesota is giving 1.5. Minnesota, and now Minnesota on the road. I'm not buying that. I will take Carolina and take those points. I think Carolina wins outright in this game. To tell you the truth,
Minnesota is the underdog, though. They're 1.5-point underdog, right?
No, they're giving points. They're giving 1.5.
I think you got that wrong.
Let me look again on my thing because I heard this today and then saw it. Let me look. Maybe that's my mistake. Minnesota -1.5. ESPN.com.
Okay, that's changed then. I think it changed for the right reason. I think Minnesota will win.
Okay.
What did I read about this?
I think a lot of overreaction about like they go, oh, the real Sam Darnold, please stand up because he had a bad week last week. Never mind all those other weeks where he's been really good. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, somebody had a fucking bad game. So now it's, you know, and I'm like, well, let's all look at Kirk Cousins then for being trash. They're hoping McCaffrey's back. That's not an for sure yet either. But he comes back, it's going to really help.
Unfortunately, I can't find the statistic, but like, yeah, there is a solid, and I'm not one of these people that just ride stats. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like from season to season that they could change. But this was a good one. If I find it during a show, I'll read it out. At the moment, I'll just take Minnesota until I can find it.
Okay. The Chargers are going into Baltimore. Baltimore is giving 2.5 points. I might be hypnotized by the Chargers because I think they're like fantastic. And I'm like, when are they ever going to lose? Baltimore was lucky to pull it out of their ass last week. Maybe they're riding a little too high. So I'm going with the Chargers to win this game. And since they're getting points, I'll take those points.
Carolina have lost 21 straight games when they allow 22 points or more. Minnesota is averaging 22.6 points per season, and they are straight up 6-3 in their last 9 games versus Carolina. So yeah, that was the analytics on that game.
That's fine.
So yeah, I like Minnesota, obviously. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like, where are we at? The Ravens game, right?
Yeah, giving 2.5 to San Diego, or to Chargers.
Why have I not got this on my list? Looking here. Oh, yeah, here it is. Fucking Chargers. They should have lost last week. That was fucking annoying, because I don't understand what happens in this Browns defense. And now Browns, I think hopefully I benefit from the rebound from that last week, because hopefully the Browns bounce back this week, mm-hmm. and they don't let themselves go to 3-3, because suddenly they go from being a contender to being a 500 team out of the blue. That's for a later day. But yeah, here, Chargers have to lose. Look at the last fucking 3 weeks. They won the divisional game against away to the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. They beat Oakland on Monday night. A lot of people were picking Oakland. And then they end up going and beating the Browns. A lot of people were picking the Browns. They are going to lose at some
point. I qualify that as a good team. Like, they're never quitting. They come back. They find a way. They come back and win. And I'm like, once is a fluke. I'm like, this is that is a fart.
What about the Ravens? Like, if you see, what about their two? Yeah. Okay, their two Monday night games they've had.
Yeah, out of their ass, they've pulled this too. Which...
They were dead twice. Like, yeah. I don't want to bet against.
Yeah, I'm not betting on this game. Period. But
I might do when the Chargers are up by 10 going into the fourth quarter.
Okay, we have Arizona, as just mentioned, going into Cleveland. Cleveland is giving 3.5 points. The only thing that worries me is they say Kyler Murray is injured. Still going to play, of course, but that he's hurt. As we know, the torn labrum of Baker Mayfield doesn't help him any. So this is why probably, you know, these games are the way they are. I will still take Arizona to win this. Until they show me otherwise, they're a good team. They're a very good team. So I am taking them, and they're getting points. 3.5, you know how that always goes. It's always a 3-point game. So I would take Arizona in the points.
All right. So I already did this in my I already sent this out to my clients at 2.5 points when the line came out immediately. Probably means I can't lock it now on the show, because the line doesn't exist. And I suppose I have to do this for the people that listen for free and don't pay me for anything when they should. but yeah, if you had been on my service, you would have got this at 2.5 points for the Browns. If Cardinals don't lose this game, when will they lose? Is what I asked. This isn't about
to the Bears.
Well, this ain't about me not seeing them go 6-0.
Yeah.
This is about me not seeing them finishing 14-3. And this is the toughest game on their schedule for the whole season. They face Texans after this. Mm. That would mean they're 7-0. If they win this and they face Texans next, they're 7-0. Then they face the Packers, but it's in Arizona, where Arizona are going to be the favorites. Mm. Doesn't mean they'll win, but they'll be favorites. Sure. Then they have a trip to 49ers, who may still be banged up, where they may not recover in time when it's early November. After that, you're looking at Panthers at home, trip to Seattle, trip to Chicago, home game versus the Rams. I do think they'll lose that.
Yeah.
A trip to Detroit, Colts at home, Cowboys on the road, finishing with a trip to Seattle. It's hard to find losses in there and to get to a realistic win total for this team, which is 11 or 12. At the start of the season, they were projected to win 8 and beat 8-9. So I think based on all that, this spot has to be an L, because along with this game, the Rams and maybe the trip to Dallas and a couple of others at a push, that's your losses there for this team. So they're going to be like 12-5, 13-4 already, unless they split the rest of the game. If Cards win this week, they only need to go 6-5 for the rest of the season to end up being 12-5 for the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
And that will definitely get you one of the top two spots in the NFC. So I'm not playing stats, matchups, situations, the non-conference road game angle, which is what it is. This is a gut play, me believing that this Arizona Cardinals team are not good enough to be 7-0, combined with the fact that this Browns team are not bad enough to be 3-3. So if you want to play...
And based Tampa on just scored, by the way. There we go.
So if you want to play based on facts and stats and everything like that, this is not the play for you. This is pure gut instinct, seeing that I don't think this Arizona team finished with 13 wins or even 12 wins. Maybe they will get to 12 wins. And I don't see them being a 1 or 2 seed. And I think the Browns are really good. And I don't know what happened last week. That was a collapse. But I think they'll bounce back from it.
Okay. Las Vegas, this is so tricky to me. Las Vegas goes into Denver. Denver is giving 3.5 points. I'm picking Las Vegas to win this game outright. Now, obviously the scare is it could go one of two ways. Do they rally around and circle the wagons and put this away and start and play? Or is this all going to be they're fucked up because they're constantly talking about Gruden? Like I said, I don't think Denver is anything special. They haven't won a game since I told you they wouldn't win after those three games that were garbage teams. So I can't imagine all of a sudden the Raiders have stopped putting up all these points that they're doing, you know. So I think more so last week the Bears win was more of Las Vegas fucking up as well and helping them, people dropping the balls, penalties. They didn't help themselves at all, even though they did get hammered at the same time, but they didn't help themselves. I'll pick Las Vegas. If you're giving me 3.5, I'm even better with it.
I'm never going to take a game in this spot where they lose their coach. It's different where if you hated him, if you hated his guts and like you wanted him to fuck off. And
maybe they did.
But they had a good start to the season. Like
yeah.
They've won games. They're not supposed to be 3-2. And I mean, you know, 2-3 maybe. But the way they got here, like the Chargers defeat is not a surprise. Winning away to Pittsburgh is a surprise. Winning week one, they were a big surprise. Who did they beat week one? Was it Baltimore?
I think it was.
Yeah. That was a Monday Night Football. Was it Baltimore been on Monday Night Football?
Yeah, they lost them. Yeah, they beat Baltimore on Monday night.
So hold on, when they beat the Chiefs, Baltimore on Sunday night, weren't they? Not Monday night.
Baltimore was on Sunday night in week two. Yeah. They're on national TV every damn week.
Yeah, so in prime time, Baltimore at home. Prime time at home, Baltimore are decent making a comeback. That's what we should have said. But yeah, I mean, the Raiders have wins that they shouldn't have. So I think this will be a demoralizing like situation. Mm. You're going to like Mile High as well. I think Denver are good. I'm surprised they lost last week in the way they lost. But there was also all that shit where Ben should retire. They should replace Ben now in the middle of the season. I mean, Pittsburgh were always going to win after that.
Yeah, Pittsburgh's always going to be Pittsburgh. Okay, Dallas goes into New England, and Dallas is -3.5. It's odd because It's hard for me to pick Dallas. I am going to pick Dallas. It is not easy because you're waiting for Belichick to do his magic to where he single-handedly screws a team. And he needs them to because New England can't win at home now. They don't have shit for home wins. So that's what scares me, but I will go with my head because Dallas is just a better team and should beat the shit out of New England. I'll go with Dallas.
Yeah. It's just three for me as well. But I mean, either way, even if it was 3.5. Tampa struggled here, but that was like the whole thing getting up for the whole Brady situation. Now, they should get up for this anyway because they need to get into the playoffs. Their playoff hopes are like dying. Buffalo are running away with the division. They're lucky because the AFC is not as good, and you don't need as high a win total to get there. Like you could be 9-8, 10-7, something like that. But they need to start winning. So I'm not sure where to go with this game. Probably the same as you, with Dallas finding a way to win.
Mm-hmm.
And the points are not enough for me to take them. So, yeah, that's really the only angle.
Okay. Sunday night, we're almost done here, folks. And it is Seattle with no Russell Wilson. It is Geno Smith. And they are going into Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is -5. Geno Smith is not a slob, but it's hard to say anyone, you know, okay, against Russell Wilson. You know what I mean? This is difficult for me. I would take Pittsburgh here, but and Juju Smith is Schuster is out for the year now too. That doesn't help things. Ben is not obviously anything great, but this game scares me. But I'll pick Pittsburgh here.
Yeah, this was like on my lock list as well for this week. It's different like when people are out. Everybody has people out, right?
Yeah.
Everybody's quarterback is relatively important. But there are some quarterbacks that are ridiculously important. Like they're the whole team. Aaron Rodgers is the Green Bay Packers at the moment. I don't like the way that we are built like that.
Mm-hmm.
But we are a bit like that. We saw what happened to the Patriots when Tom Brady left. And Seattle, unbelievably, I think they're even more quarterback-centric than one-man show-centric than the others because he doesn't just throw in terms of there's systems for him to throw the ball and, you know, runs and plans for people to execute. He then makes shit out of nothing. How many times per game is the design that goes wrong and he gets on his feet and runs some fucking play or runs or, you know, just scrambles and gets a first down or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just by being Russell Wilson. Like this is worth, but this is the Sunday night football game as well.
Yeah. No, yes, it is Sunday night.
Yeah. They can't change it just because he's not playing. But yeah, like this is the most.
They could later on, but not this early, I believe.
Yeah, he's not the best quarterback in the league for me, but he's the most important quarterback to his team because this team hasn't really got that much, and for years, like he's been carrying the shit on his fucking back, and now he's not there. Like, so what are Seattle without him?
Yeah,
nothing.
Last one is ESPN Game of the Week Monday. That is Buffalo going into Tennessee, and Buffalo is giving 5.5. You know, I picked Tennessee to actually win this game. Just because of the fact that you go, all right, Buffalo isn't going to have one loss. What the fuck? They have to lose. This is one of the ones that is not a crazy loss.
They've already lost.
Yes, but I said they're not going to have one loss, as in one, because they've only lost the one. And like, there has to be a couple losses for this team. They do look like juggernauts, but Tennessee needs to come as long if Julio is playing, they have their people healthy and Henry. This was the problem these last couple, like I haven't had people ready to go and that hasn't helped them. So now with people back, I think they can win this. It's -5 for Buffalo. I'll take the points. I'm not jumping up and down. Don't think this is like a lock of the week, but I will take Tennessee.
This is a really hard game.
It is a very hard game. And I'm like, The only reason I went that way, I'm like, it's home team too, you know?
This should be the Sunday night football game. How many points is it?
5.5.
5.5 points?
Yep.
No, that's too many. I don't think these two teams are massively like wide apart, to be honest. I think Tennessee are going to get better. They're just finding a way to utilize like Julio Jones. Obviously, you have Derrick Henry who can run the ball. Next week is my only concern. So they're like up against the Chiefs. So this is like a tough fucking schedule here for the Titans. But look, these are like two home games where I expect them to cover both of these spreads, and I think they'll win this game. Who did they lose at home on the first game
week to Pittsburgh?
No, that was Buffalo.
Yes.
Tennessee. They lost to Arizona, who have turned out to be, you know, pretty good. So
yeah. Okay, so now it is lock of the week time. And Tennessee lost to the Jets. Let's not forget that. But people weren't playing as well. That's the problem. Lock of the week, which is not an easy one. So since I have not lost a lock of the week, I was toying with going with Chicago as my lock of the week. But at the same time, because with the points. But I can see people like, it'd be like, well, caution, he is a Bears fan. But this has nothing to do with that I'm a Bears fan. Because, you know, I'm the first one to say they'll fucking lose. God, I see some of this stuff. And you know what? 9.5 with the Rams. As big of a point spread that is, I will go with the Rams for lock. 9.5. They will have to win by 10.
I'm torn because everything I've got written down here is Cleveland. I've already bet and given it out.
Well, you can give it out.
I'm not watching the line. Yeah, but it's 2.5 I gave it out to. So, I mean, at the moment, if you want to get this at 2.5, you're going to have to pay, you know, some money to get it down. So, like, instead of winning, you know, that 10 to 11 or that -110, you'll probably have to bet -125. So, yeah, I mean, I could do Brown's money line as well, but that's, you know, that's too chalky. But, yeah, I mean, I believe this is the top play, and it's already gone out to my clients. If you're looking for something else, Russell Wilson is worth too many points. Is worth more points than you can't put a value on his points. I just don't see what Seattle are going to do here against the Pittsburgh Steelers.
My second one is Kansas City giving 6.5 to Washington.
Yeah, same, yeah. Same. It just literally popped out. Kansas City, this is their bounce back. This is their yin yang. I think they're going to be. They've got a terrible, terrible ATS record. They've covered one spread so far this season, after not covering for the first three games, and that was against the Eagles. I think they cover another one this week. Washington is shit. They've got an average quarterback. They got easily beaten by New Orleans last week. They're the team that needed to bounce back to last week. And this is the team you bounce back against. If you want to bounce back, go and play the Washington football team and go and play their defense this season, and you'll be able to bounce back here. So, yeah, I think the Chiefs win this. They'll cover the touchdown. My play on the Browns is obviously at 2.5, and it's already gone out. As I have to take a secondary here, it's the Chiefs. And if I take a third... If I took a third, then I would go down to the Steelers. As I've been talking, because I didn't say a lot on that game, I have noticed that the Cowboys is actually a pretty bad pick this week.
You don't think the Cowboys to win by 3.5, huh?
You know, they've not won in Foxborough since the 1980s. But I know the only thing I knew coming into the show, but a bit of research I had on that, is they lost six straight games to New England. But that's Tom Brady's.
Yeah, that's a big difference, right? And it was and it was Garrett's Cowboys too.
But these things are relevant. The Dallas are 1-4 against the spread in the last five games as a road favorite, and New England is 10-2 ATS in their last 12 games as a home underdog. So when this, anytime his team are an underdog at home, they seem to like pull something out of their ass. We just saw that against Tampa. I'm a little bit worried about just automatically getting on that and going, oh, this team, when they play against good teams, they turn up and they overperform. Well, overperforming here probably means they win. Overperforming here doesn't mean that, you know, they lose by one or two. That's just too small of a margin for me. So I think New England Patriots are a good underdog this week. Plus, you know, Dallas have been looking really good. We know the history of the Dallas Cowboys. They don't look fucking good for too long before their fans come crashing down. Did you notice this is the number one sports team in the whole planet?
Yeah, it's you know what? I do not mind a Dallas fan if either their family is from Texas or they are. You get these fucking assholes that are Yankees, Dallas, and Lakers. Fuck off. Fucking retard. It's everything's America's team. Fuck off. That don't count. You know, here's a fun bet. I put this on, we gambled on, and for $20, you win $73. Flat out, just win a parlay. Indy, Rams, KC, Dallas, and Bucks.
Indy,
Rams, KC.
But I don't like Dallas. So that's,
yeah, that's the one that's scaring you, the Dallas. Just to win. Not even
Steelers. No. I'd put in. Steelers will win this week.
Yeah, that's another one we could put in there too. And Bucks.
Well, no one's gonna bet that because we're doing the show while the game's on.
Yeah, so if you want to add in Pittsburgh instead of the Bucks or even take out Dallas, it's up to them. There you go. So all right, well, that is our show. See, we did it quickly. How about that? 40 minutes? Bang, 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 baby. So if you want to win some stuff, you got to go to lockbetting.com. He is now going to be working on 101 months, even though he's going to stop saying it because I guess after 100, you don't have to really say it. But I would keep it going. Fuck it. And go to his SGP Soccer on Twitter. Go to my stuff. It's at Lingus Mafia. Patreon.com/Lingus Mafia. And if you had heard the other shows that we do for wrestling, you could win some big prizes if you go to my Patreon for $5 over there. So that's that. All right, everybody. Remember, go out there and win some money. I'm Cav. He's Billy. We'll see you next time.
He could go all the way.